Moed Katan, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1, 2, and the Mishnah will continue to discuss, at least the first part of it will, the topic of watering one's fields. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein osenes ha'ama b'techila b'moed u'b'shvias. One may not make an irrigation canal. An ama is like a conduit of water. It's called an ama, which normally refers to like the distance of a cubit, you know, one elbow, the elbow to the middle finger. But the size of these irrigation canals were essentially an ama wide and an ama deep, hence they were called an ama. But it's a irrigation canal. And says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one may not make one of those anew on Chol HaMoed because it involves tircha meruba, a great deal of work, nor on Shvius in the Shemitah year because it looks like one is investing in and working his ground, like he's tilling the fields, and of course plowing and tilling is an Isra Doraisa on Shvius. The Chacham Omrim Osnes Ha'ama B'Tchila B'Shvius. The Chacham agree that one cannot unearth and create a new irrigation canal in Chol HaMoed, because that's Tzircha Yaseira, even if it would be preventing a loss, it's not permitted. But during the Shemitah year, they say it's permitted altogether because it simply doesn't look like one is plowing or tilling his field. When one plows and tills, he essentially, you know, turns over the earth to aerate it, to let water come in and so on, to soften it, but he's not removing quantities of earth. Whereas when it comes to excavating an irrigation canal, you can be removing large amounts of earth, which simply looks like you're doing something else. A construction project, like making an ama, an irrigation canal, and therefore it's permitted to the chum on the Shemitah year, and that will be the halacha in both cases. U misaknin esa mukukalas b'moed. While you're not allowed to dig a new irrigation canal, if you have an irrigation canal which has gotten blocked up, something's fallen inside of it, and it's not flowing properly, and therefore you want to fix it so that it flows properly to better irrigate your fields, so then that will be permitted, even in a Chol HaMoed, because that's not considered to be Tircha Yaseira, it's to save for a loss, and it's a minor amount of work, that's okay. Now, and that will be the din as well, consistent with the principle we said before. Now, the next line of the Mishnah, which says, U'misakne es kukuli ha'mayim, you can also repair other, you know, problems with water supply, sounds like it's sort of a straight continuation, but actually no. The Mishnah now is starting a whole new topic, almost like mid-sentence. There's a vav there, but it's a new topic. The topic is Tzarchei Harabim. You'll recall that I said in the introduction that there were kind of five different categories of things that are permitted to do on Chol HaMoed, despite them being malacha. One of the five was Tzarchei Harabim, communal needs. So communal needs are, to fulfill a communal need, one is permitted to do malach on Chol HaMoed, even if he's doing it in a public way, even if he saved the work to be done during Chol HaMoed, it's still going to be permitted. Even if it involves Tircha Yaseira, a lot of work, it's still permitted. And the reason why is because during the course of the year, everyone's busy eking out a living, they're busy with their own affairs, and no one has the time to invest in things like repairing wells and repairing roads and doing other things that are for the public good. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, people have time on their hands, and that's the perfect time to get the community to, you know, come together and do what needs to get done to make sure that the community has what it needs. So therefore, Tzarchei Harabim, communal needs, can be done during Chol HaMoed, like I said before, even if it's not to stop a loss, even if it's involving Tircha Yaseira, a lot of work, even if it's involving something that they pushed off to specifically do during Chol HaMoed that's permitted, even if it's done in Farhesia, in front of everyone, all okay. The only small caveat is, if it's not even for the sake of the moed, in other words, it's for future use, we're building something now, you know, we decided that we need to make something now for the community. So if it's not for use on Chol HaMoed, then a ma'isa uman, professional quality work, is not permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed. Whereas if it's something that will actually be used on Chol HaMoed, it's Tzarchei HaMoed, like for example, you need to arrange for water or a well or the streets to work properly and so on, those things will be permitted even at the level of Ma'aseh Omen. You can hire a professional road maker or well digger or something and do that on Chol HaMoed and people can work together. All that's permitted, all because of Tzarchei Harabim, for the sake of the benefit of the community, because that is, you know, certainly a top priority, and now is the time to get it done. And that being the case, the Mishnah says U'misakn es kilkulei hamayim, which means if your water supply, like, you know, your cisterns that have water, your wells and so on, have debris inside of them, they've gone green, they're rocks, there's a dead bird, I don't know what, inside of it, all these kind of things, you certainly can do that work to clean out the water reservoirs on Chol HaMoed, even if it's a lot of work, because it's Tzarchei Rabim. That's provided Shibrishus Rabim, provided we're talking about wells that are in the public domain. The wells are not your private well. Your private well, so you'd have to figure out if it's a Davra Avid, like a dead bird, it would be permitted, of course, because you could otherwise lose your water, and it's not Tzarchei Asira. But here we're saying even if it's like V'chotin Nosan, you're just going to sort of excavate all the stuff that fell in over the course of the past year, pulling out all the rocks and dirt and dust and stuff that settled to the bottom. That's a lot of work, Tirchi Asera. It's Tirchi Marub anyways, it's a lot of work. But nevertheless, it's permitted to do all that work because it's Tzarchei HaRabim. Similarly, says the Mishnah, U'mesaknes adrachim, you can repair the roads. The roads got washed away by the water. Remember in the time of the Mishnah, most roads were not paved, and therefore heavy rains would damage the roads. They'd make, you know, divots and ruts inside the roads. Also, the roads can get overgrown with like thorn bushes and stuff. It needs to be repaired so no one gets hurt, no one twists their ankle, and so on. So that's all going to be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Again, it could be a lot of work. It could be Tirchei Maruba. It could be you need to have professional, you know, road workers and stuff, and that even could be a Maisa Omen. All that's permitted. Vesa Rechovo, same goes for the public town squares. Vesa Mikvaos Hamayim, same goes for the public mikvah, or mikvaos, where people have to immerse in order to become tahor. So first of all sorts of debris can fall in the mikvah over the course of the year. It can get green and nasty. So cleaning out the mikvahs, it could be a lot of work, but it's for the public good and permitted on Chol HaMoed. Also, you could measure the mikvahs to make sure that they have the 40 saw they need. If they're lacking the requisite quantity of water, called 40 saw of water, you could add the water, whatever. You can deal with getting the water in there and so on. All these things can be done by the people, even though it's a lot of work, on Chol HaMoed, because it's for the needs of the public. V'osin kol tzarchei harabim, says the Mishnah, you can do all the public needs. That comes to add even like digging a new well. Digging a new well, certainly, not only is it tircha maruba, it's a heck of a lot of work, it also requires a maisa omen, it requires professional quality work, because you can't just dig a hole to make a well. You have to dig it and like put a plaster of the sides properly so the well doesn't fall in and so on. All that's permitted because it's not only Tzarchei Rabim, but Maisa Omen, professional grade work, is only permitted when it's something for use on the Moed. So since a well would be used also on the holiday, the Chol HaMoed, so then it's permitted to even do Maisa Omen, professional grade work, on Chol HaMoed for the sake of the people. But also Mishnah continues and says, U'mitzainen es hakvaros. You also can demarcate where there are graves. What they would do in the time of the Mishnah is they would kind of pour plaster on the ground over where the bodies were buried, looks kind of like a gravestone, we'll call it, but it's obviously not so formal. The idea being that people know that these like kind of dried white puddles of plaster indicate there's a dead body beneath, and therefore Kohanim will walk around. People who are eating, you know, it's Chol HaMoed. People are going to Yerushalayim. People are eating Kadshim Kalim and all that kind of stuff. They'll know they have to stay tahor, and therefore we will mark off where the bodies are. That's a lot of work, but it's a public good, and therefore permitted on Chol HaMoed. And finally, v'yotzin af al ha-kilayim. Also, they can go out for the sake of kilayim. This is kind of a different topic. You may recall from the first Mishnah of Meseches Shkalim that they would announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar, everyone check their field, make sure there's no kilayim. This is referring to kilay zra'im. Mixed seeds aren't growing in their farms, in their where they're growing produce and so on, their fields. Remember, you're not allowed to plant, say, like wheat and barley together. If you do, that's an issur of kilayim. If they happen to grow together, you have to separate them apart. If there's, you know, more than 1/24 of the mixture is an adulterating species. So that's a requirement. So your field should grow separately. That's one of the Targ mitzvahs. Kilayim zraim, mixed seeds shouldn't be planted together, and you can't look like you planted them together. So back in Shkalim, we said that they would remind people of this in the beginning of the month of Adar, and then by mid-month, the 15th of Adar, they'd actually go around people who were hired by the Bezdin to go around and make sure no one had violated these rules or flouted the rules. And if they found people had kilayim growing in their gardens, they'd actually rip it up out of their garden and so on. So here we're saying the same thing. We're saying that happens not only in the middle of Adar, as we said in Shkalim, it also happens here in the middle of Nisan, Chol HaMoed of Pesach, once again. The reason why it has to be done then, they could have done it right before Pesach or right after Pesach. The reason why it's being done on Chol HaMoed, when it could have been, you know, done other time of the year, is because workers who need work are going to be cheap labor during Chol Hamoed. And since the payment to these workers comes from the lishkas, the trumas alishka, the public funds that were taken for communal goods, like the machzah shekel and so on, so the Mishnah here is saying, in order to save and not waste communal funds, we hire labor when it's cheapest, and that would be during Chol Hamoed, because it's permitted to do so for public works and so on, and therefore we hire them when they're cheap and save everyone money, and there's certainly a lesson to be learned there. The reason why it has to be done again, you'd say if it was done in the middle of Adar, why are we doing it again in the middle of Nisan? The answer is because certain plants only grow later on in the springtime, and it wouldn't have been evident back in mid-Adar that you had kilayim growing, but now by mid-Nisan it would be, and therefore we hire these workers, which are paid for by communal funds, during Chol Hamoed, to remove any appearance of kilayim growing in people's fields.